朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
We shall read from verse 1 to 6.
让我们一起读第一节到第六节。
Please read according to the language you prefer.
请你按着你适应的语言来读。
But please read aloud.
但是请大声地读出来。
One, two, three.
基督释放了我们，为使我们得自由，所以要站立稳了。不要再被奴隶的恶辖制。我保罗告诉你们，你们若受割礼，基督就对你们无益了。我再指你们这借法被称为义的人，你们是基督里这些从恩典中堕落了。要知道，我们借着圣灵本于信，满怀着盼望，因为在基督耶稣里，受割礼或不受割礼都没有用处，只有借着爱行出来的信仰才有用处。
我们一起有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
Father, no word can express our gratitude to your amazing love.
主，没有言语能够表达我们对你何等大爱的感恩。
What a blessing.
何等样的祝福。
You are willing to forsake your only begotten son.
你愿意舍弃你唯一的爱子。
Allow him to die in such a shame way on the cross.
允许他在十字架上 如此羞辱般的死去。
To redeem sinners like us.
来救赎像我们这样的罪人。
While we eat and drink from the table.
当我们在饼杯 面前吃 喝你的身吃你的饼喝你的杯的时候，
We are amazed.
我们实在是惊讶。
What kind of love?
何等样的大爱。
What kind of hope?
何等样的盼望。
And when we open up thy word,
当我们把你的话语打开的时候，
We shall ask your mercy again.
主，我们再一次求你的怜悯。
May the Holy Spirit open up the Holy Scripture for us.
愿圣灵把你的圣经打开。
Such that we who have a ear, we can hear.
好让有耳可以听。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣宝贝的名。Amen.
Amen.Many of us here probably remember.
我们当中许多人或许记得
Paul had spent chapter 3 and chapter 4 in the book of Galatians.
保罗在哥罗加拉太书第三和第四章当中，
He clearly explained what is the real gospel.
他清晰地解释了什么是福音。
Not the counterfeit gospel.
不是假的福音。
The authentic gospel.Gospel.
是真的福音。
The real gospel is by grace alone.
真福音是单单、因着信。
By grace.、
因着恩典。
Is by faith, through faith alone.
也是因着信。
借着信。
也是借着信。
And in Christ alone.
并且是在基督里。
单单在基督里，
单单在基督里，
不要紧张。Such that we are free from all the requirement of the law.
好使我们在各样律法的要求下得到释放。
More than once,
不止一次。
In Galatians book,
在加拉太书当中
，we were told that. We should not be fear.
我们不应该再惧怕。
That we are not good enough.
惧怕我们自己不够好。
We didn't match up the requirement of the law.
我们没有达到律法的要求。
Because we are already justified by faith.
因为我们已经因信称义了。
Not by our deeds.
不是靠我们的行为。
This is indeed a really good news.
这是确确实实是一个好消息。
God set us free.
基督释放了我们。
We no longer the slave of the law.
我们再也不是律法的奴隶了。
And yet,
但是
this wonderful good news,
这样奇妙的好消息
make many people worry.
却让很多人担忧。
Because if that is true,
因为如果这是真的
then our deeds doesn't matter.
那么我们的行为我们做什么就不再重要了。
Then all those Christians, they can do whatever they like.
那么所有的基督徒好像就可以随心所欲做什么事情都可以。
That is the reason.
这也是为什么。
From the first century,
从第一世纪开始
until now,
直到现在
many churches,
许许多多的教会
they try to dilute this good news of freedom.
他们尝试把这个福音这个自由的福音给稀化 给模糊。
And today's passage is very critical.
所以今天的信息就是非常重要。
Paul tried to help us to see.
保罗想帮助我们看见。
Real freedom.
真实的自由。
Will not indulging us.
不会让我们放纵。
The real freedom,
真实的自由
will take away the fear,
会把我们心中的恐惧拿去
and we will use the freedom God gave to us to please God,
并会帮助我们使用神给我们的自由来讨神的喜悦。
In verse 1,
在第一节
Paul says, for freedom, Christ has set us free.
基督释放了我们，为使我们得自由。
Many Bible scholars tell us this particular verse is the main theme for the rest of the book.
许多圣经的学者告诉我们，这一节的圣经是接下来经节的主要的信息。
In a matter of fact, this particular verse is the key verse for the whole book.
事实上，这节圣经是整本书的关键。
What Paul is saying here is freedom in Christ is vital to our relationship with God.
保罗在这里所说的是，在基督里的自由是对我们和基督的关系是极其重要的。
The literal translation.
他们按着圣经原文本意的翻译
It says for freedom
是说到为着使我们得自由
Christ freed us
基督释放了我们
Both the noun and the verb in this phrase
在这边不论是它的动词还是名词自由还是释放
It's the same word freedom
是同样一个字，自由，使自由。
As if Paul is telling us the purpose of the gospel is to free us.
就像保罗在告诉我们，福音的目的就是要我们得自由。
And the tense of the verb telling us that it's something already accomplished.
而在这边，动词的时态清晰地告诉我们，这是已经成了的事情。
Because this particular phrase is so strong in his tone.
因为这一节的圣经这一句话它在语气上是如此的强烈
So firm.
如此的坚定。
That people may think we will never lose it.
甚至让人觉得我们似乎永远不会失去这样的自由。
Yet they are dangerous.
但是其实是有危险的。
Paul warned Corinthians that they may lose the freedom.
保罗警告他们，他们可能会失去这个自由。
That is reason he continues saying, stand firm.
这就是为什么他继续要说到，你们要，所以要站立稳了。
Stand firm is a military term.
站立稳是一个军事术语。
It is alert, strong will, defense, united.
是说到我们要警觉，是我们说到我们要啊、我们要坚强，我们要团结。
Basically, what Paul says here is, yes, we have the freedom now.
保罗在这里所说的就是，是的，我们现在有这样的自由。
Let us keep it and live it out.
让我们继续持守它，也能把它活出来。
Such that we may not lose it.
好让我们不再失去它。
What he meant by lose the freedom?
什么叫做失去这个自由呢？
Of course, we all know we will never lose our salvation.
我们当然十分确定我们不会失去我们的救恩。
But we may become a slave for fear.
但是我们却可能成为恐惧的奴隶。
And we will lose the benefit of the freedom.
这样我们就失去了自由的益处。
To be held again in a yoke of bondage.
好，使我们再次被枷锁的轭捆绑住。
At the end of chapter 4,
在第四章的 结束的地方，
Paul had declared that we no longer slave.
在这里最后他说到、他宣告到我们再也不是奴隶了。
In that whole chapter, he's talking about we are not the children of a slave.
在这整章他就说到我们不是奴隶的儿子。
We are the children of Sarah.
我们是萨拉的儿女。
Is a free woman.
她是一个自由的女人。
Through the promise of God, we have a new life.
靠着神的应许，我们得到了新的生命。
At the first century,
在第一世纪
the Jewish rabbi,
啊，犹太人的教师们，拉比
they think Moses' law is a yoke of bondage.
他们觉得摩西的律法是啊，枷锁的轭，是捆绑的轭。
Our Lord Jesus Christ and the early apostles,
我们的主耶稣还有早期的使徒们。
They also think the same way.
他们也是这样认为的。
If you have time, you can go back to read the book of Acts chapter 15.
如果你有时间，你可以回去读《使徒行传》第十五章。
Or Matthew chapter 1.
或者马太福音第一章。
You will see that the law is clearly viewed as the yoke of the bondage.
你就可以清晰地看见律法是被看作是一个枷锁的轭。
That make Paul's warning here become so amazing.
这就是为什么保罗的警告是如此的让人惊奇。
Because Paul says,
因为保罗说到
Be not held again in a yoke of bondage.
我们不要再被奴隶的轭辖制。
What do you mean by again?
他说不再是什么意思呢?
Galatians were pagans before.
加拉太人以前是不信主的，他们是拜外邦神的。
They were under the yoke of idols.
他们是在外邦偶像的辖制之下。
They never under the yoke of the law.
他们从来没有进入到律法辖制的轭之下。
And yet Paul says, do not be not held again in a yoke of bondage.
但是保罗还是说不要再被奴隶的轭辖制。
What Paul is trying to say here,
保罗想要说的
Colossians people,
加拉太人啊
when they tried to be under the circumcision,
当他们想要受割礼
they were under the yoke of the Lord,
他们就进入了律法轭的辖制中。
This yoke of bondage,
这样辖制的轭
is exactly the same yoke of bondage as while they were worship idol.
是和他们敬拜偶像所受辖制的轭一模一样的。
In what sense they are the same?
在什么样的程度上他们是一样的呢？
When you under the yoke of bondage,
当你在被轭所辖制的时候
you will never know that whether you are good enough.
你永远不会知道你自己够不够好。
You are under the yoke of anxiety, of fears.
你可能是在忧虑，你可能是在自责的轭中被辖制。
You will be driven by guilt and pride.
你会被自己的骄傲，你会被自己的自责所驱使。
You basically will only depend on your own performance.
基本上来说，你就是靠自己的表现。
This is the essence of legalism.
这就是律法主义的核心。
Legalism is the greatest enemy for freedom.
律法主义是自由最大的敌人。
It's the tyrant who will love nothing better than have you bend your neck to its enslaving yoke.
是一个独裁的君王，让你屈服在他辖制的轭之下。
What is legalism's character?
什么是律法主义的特征呢？
Legalism is boasting in our performance.
律法主义就是让我们靠着自己的表现自夸。
We focus on what we did than what God did.
我们专注在我们自己所做的，而不是神所做的。
Legalism is treating that which is good as though it were essential.
律法主义就是把那些好的当作不可或缺的。
Whenever a Christian turns something valuable into something ultimate,
每当基督徒把一个重要的当作不可或缺的，
Legalism is at work.
律法主义就彰显出来了。
Legalism is major and minor.
律法主义是把次要的事情当作主要的。
Legalism lose sight of what ultimately counts.
律法主义是让我们丢掉了那个专注在最紧要事情上的目光。
Legalism make people think those non-essential are essential.
律法主义让人把不是最为重要的，不是不可或缺的，当作不可或缺的。
The Judaizer,
犹太教派的人。
Those alligators sought to convince the Colossians that circumcision ultimately count.
那犹太人就是那些搅扰加拉太人，想要使他们相信受割礼是不可或缺的人。
In book of Acts chapter 15,
在使徒行传第十五章的时候，
It says, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
告诉加拉太人，在第使徒行传第十五章告诉加拉太人，
除非你受摩西的割礼，不会得救。
除非你受摩西的割礼，不然你不会得救。
Looks like this tactics is working.
看似乎他们的这个伎俩好像成了。
Otherwise, we don't even have the book of Galatians.
不然我们都不会有加拉太这本书。
What happens if you lose sight of what ultimately counts?
当你失去专注在那至关重要的事情上的目光的时候，什么会发生呢？
Paul tells them.
保罗告诉他们。
From verse 2 to verse 4.
在第五章第二节到第四节上。
He basically says, look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be no advantage to you.
他告诉他们，我保罗告诉你们，你们若受割礼，基督就对你们无益了。
I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law.
我再指着凡受割礼的人，确实地说，他有义务遵行全部的律法。
You are served with Christ. You who would be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace.
你们这靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中堕落了。
Basically, what Paul make it very serious.
基本上，保罗把这件事情看得相当相当的严肃。
When we go back to the law,
当我们再回到律法。
When we go back to legalism,
回到律法主义。
We lose the benefit of what Christ had done for us.
我们就失去了基督为我们成就所有的益处了。
Because if you try to gain benefit from circumcision,
因为当我们尝试从割礼中得到益处，
Then we are obligated to do everything the law requires.
那我们就啊，我们就必须遵行律法给我们所有的义务了。
And nobody can do that.
但是没有人能做这些。
So they will be cut off from the life that Christ has given.
所以这些人就会啊，与基督所给我们的生命隔绝。
Will fall away from the grace that Christ is offered.
会从基督给我们的恩典中堕落。
To help you understand,
为了帮助大家更好地认识到
why when you doesn't realize the authentic faith is so important.
为什么当我们不清楚地认识到这个真实的信心是何等重要的时候
，Why when we try to add something, when we try to use something we do in addition to what Christ had accomplished is so fatal？
当我们没有清晰地认识到啊，为什么我们在律法，我们在基督所成就上，如果再添加一点，再加上一点额外的，是那么的重要，是那么的致命的，
致命的。This is a real story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Someone who had keep a baseball.
啊，有一个人。他收集了一个棒球。
This baseball had a signature of Baby Ruth.
这个棒球他在上面有棒球运动员贝比鲁斯的一个签名。
I'm pretty sure, some of you may still remember who he is.
我想我们当中有人还记得他是谁。
He's the greatest baseball player.
他是史上最伟大的棒球运动员。
And a baseball with his signature in 2014.
有他签名的棒球在2014年的时候
was sold over $300,000.
被卖出价值300,000的高价。
And this guy who has a ball like that.
那有一个人有这样的一个球。
And one day he decided he wanted to sell this ball.
有一天他决定把这个球卖出去。
Because he needs some money.
因为他需要一些钱。
He took out the ball.
他把这个球拿出来。
He looked at the signature.
他看了看上面的签名。
You know, the signature was already vague.
你可以看到上面的签名已经有点模糊了。
Because it's very old.
因为这个球已经有一定年纪了。
So he decided.
所以他就决定。
I'm going to use a marker.
我要用一个一个油漆笔油墨笔。
And I'm going to make sure the signature is very clear.
他说我要确认把这个签名弄得非常清楚。
It took him a while.
他花了一点时间。
Very carefully.
非常仔细的他。
Make it like brand new.
把这个签名做得好像新的一样。
Without knowing.
如果你不知道的话，
That after he finished,
在他完成之后
this bowl became worthless.
他不知道当他完成的时候，这个球变得一文不值。
In the same way,
如此同理
whatever Jesus Christ has accomplished,
无论基督耶稣成就了什么
you cannot add something to make it perfect.
你不能在上面再添加任何事情让它更完美。
Once you add anything,
当你加任何东西在上面的时候
you lost the value.
你就失去了当中的价值。
You can only take it by faith.
你只能靠着信来接受它。
As I said before,
正如我之前所说的
Christian will never lose salvation.
基督徒永远不会失去他们的救恩。
And yet, it is quite often we lost the joy, the peace, the assurance that salvation brings to us.
然而，常常有的是我们失去了救恩给我们带下的平安、喜乐和确信。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
We know we lose sight of what ultimate counts.
我们知道我们已经失去了那个注视在至为重要事情上的目光。
It's when we begin to lose the joy of living a Christian life.
是当我们已经清楚地失去了一个活出基督徒生命的喜乐。
So if you lost the joy,
就是说如果你失去了这样的喜乐
That means
这就说明
Your legalism
你活在律法主义当中
That means
这也说明
You lose sight of what ultimate counts
你已经失去了那个专注在至为重要的事情上的目光
Paul encouraged the believers at Galatians
保罗鼓励在加拉太的信徒们。
In verse 5,
在第五节
He said, For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
至于我们是靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。
Paul encouraged them to do this thing.
保罗鼓励他们如此行。
Such that they will not lose sight of what ultimate will count.
好帮助他们不会失去专注在那至为重要算得上数事情上的目光。
Hope.
盼望。
Hope is a very strong word.
盼望是一个十分强烈的词。
It is not wish-washy hope.
这并不是随随便便的盼望。
It is fully assured.
是十分有确据的盼望。
is something who high up to the higher mountain.
是能够高达至高的高山的盼望。
I eagerly wait for the sun to rise up.
是那个迫切等候复活之子到来的盼望。那个
太阳出来的。
是迫切等候太阳升起的盼望。
You know for sure.
你有可以有相当大的把握。
In a little while.
在不久的将来。
The sun will rise up.
太阳会升起来。
Because you know it will happen.
因为你确信那将会发生。
And Paul encouraged the brothers and sisters in Galatians to eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
而保罗鼓励加拉太弟兄姐妹迫切地等候所盼望的义。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。